Yes, more
Chizkiyah.
According to Chizkiyah, Lamai Hulfasor Ishtis Yam Lamayim. How come the Torah had to say like a heter, blood, the Yisra of blood has a heter like water? Because Chizkiyah says that only if it says Lo Yeyosha does it mean Yisra Hanor. But if Sam says like blood, it says Sam don't eat it, so it only means Achila is also. But Hanor we know is Mutter. So why does the Torah have to say that Dam is like water? It's more like Rabbi Chiya Baraba. Yom Rabbi Chiya Baraba, Yom Rabbi Yechanan, Minayim Ladam Kodeshim Shele Machshir. How do I know that the blood that comes out of the Kodin, of the Hema that used for Kodin by Kodeshim, the blood doesn't have the same liquid to it, that if it falls on an Eichel, it's not Machshir Yechel Kabotumah. Even though regular blood, by Echulim, we had the Pasuk before, the blood is like water. Just like when water falls upon an Eichel, it's Machshir, the Kabotumah, who had in blood could also be Machshir, the Kabotumah. But Dam that comes out by Kodeshim is different. How do I know that from? So remember, the Pasuk says, Don't eat the blood. But rather spill the blood on the ground like water. This is the drosh ridashin that blood has a din like water. Ridashin, dam shenishpa kamayim machshir. Blood that you could just throw it on the floor, like you have no use for it. Such blood is cold like water that it could be machshir. If it falls upon an oichon, it makes that oichon roi to a kabotumah. My shenkein shenu nishpa kamayim. Let's say you have blood that you're not allowed to stamp throw it on the floor, like a korban. When you shech the korban, you bring a korban, after you make the shechita, there's a mitzvah kabbalat adam. The kohen has to take a kli shoris and receive the dam in the kli. So that blood you can't stamp spill on the floor. There's a mitzvah to mekabel it in the kli. So that dam, the dam by a korban, is not called dam shenispa kamayim. Mela enu machshir. Therefore, such blood, the blood of a korban, is not machshir. That's why the Torah says that dam is like water. Not to tell us dam is like water that's mutter b'ano, but according to Chizkiyah, pshit is mutter b'ano. But the Chizkiyah pasuk is that blood is like water, that it could be machshir for a kabotumah, only blood that could be spilled on the floor like water could be spilled. By thinking dam of kodeshim that you need, mela, you can't, it doesn't have a din of water to be machshir for a kabotumah. Kedimara v'arei evim minachai. There's an issue, you're not allowed to eat evim minachai. That means close the mind of the behemoth is alive, you're not allowed to pull off a limb and eat it. Can't some pull off the leg of an animal and eat it. That's called Avram and Achai. And Avram are part of the animal when it's still alive. The Chizkiyah pasuk says, Lo yitoichal ha-nefesh im ha-boser. Don't eat the behemoth when the nefesh is still there. It's called the man the behemoth is alive, you're not allowed to take out a part of it eat. Rashi b'yeh the nefesh boy. It's called the man the behemoth is alive, and as before you make chitam, you're not allowed to pull off a piece and eat it. But, and this is the issue of Avram and Achai. And the pasuk says, Loi Toichal, you're not allowed to eat it. Now, according to Rabbi Avuha, whenever the Torah says, Loi Toichal, it means don't eat it and don't have any enjoyment from it, according to Rabbi Avuha. It's even Asa Bahanoah. So we have a Kashina on Rabbi Avuha. Otanya, we learned in the Mishnah that Rabbi Nevraisa, Rabbi Nosanaymer, Minayin Shalay Yoshit Adam Kais Yayin Anazir. How do you know a person is not allowed to hand over a cup of wine to another? Another is also to drink wine. So there's an answer of Lufna'iver, you're not allowed to give wine to another. You're not allowed to cause him to do an Aveira. Because the Nazir is not allowed to drink wine. See, who are then you're not allowed to give him a kais to show yayin? And who are then the Avram and Achai Lebnei Noach? How do I know you're not allowed to give an Avram and Achai? If you have the limb of an animal that came off when you're still alive, you're not allowed to give it to a Bnei Noach, means to a goy. Because the goy is also teet Avram and Achai. This is one of the Sheva mitzvahs Bnei Noach, not teet Avram and Achai. You have to first let the animal die, and then you could eat it. Even though a goy doesn't have to have a shechita. A goy is allowed to eat from the meat, even without a shechita, but first the behemoth has to die. If the behemoth is alive, and you pull off a limb from the behemoth, that's called Avim and Achai, it's also for a goy to eat it also. Now the Brisa says, you're not allowed to send an Avim and Achai to a goy. How do I know that? Talmudim in the Pasuk says, well, if they even receive the mikshel. In front of a blind person, don't put a mikshel, don't put a stumbling block in front of him. Here also, since the Nazir is also to drink wine, and a goy is not allowed to eat Avim and Achai, you're not allowed to send it. So it's master from the Brisa said that you can't give it to a goy. But if you want to give your Avim and Achai to a dog, it's mutter. Do you see clearly it's mutter b'ano? This is a kasha contra Bavua. The Bavua says, whenever the Torah says, like Toichal, it means it's also b'ano also. And here Avim and Achai says clearly it's mutter b'ano. Just to a goy you shouldn't give it, because you're being over with Meivir. Because this is one of his seven mitzvahs. But to give it to a dog, it's mutter.
The more answer is not a kasha on the mavur. Shani eva menachai, the iskis ladam. I tell you, this iska, this avera, not teeth eva menachai, the Torah says is doimus of blood. The Pasuk says here, rak chazak levut yachol hadam, ki adam hu anefesh. And at the end of the Pasuk, it talks about eva menachai. If eva menachai has the same halacha like dam, just like by dam before, there's a special hekesh, that blood is like water, just like water is mutter b'hano, hu adin dam is mutter b'hano. So Mela, I know Eva Menachai is also mutter b'hano. You know, it's not a kasha on Chizkiya. The Torah says the famous here that it's mutter b'hano. The Rashi says the vilt yachol adam, pray for the krol, the tzorichol nefesh. I mean, at the end of that post, it's talking about Eva Menachai. So, for the Gemara now, on the Chizkiya, according to Chizkiya, he says whenever the pasuk says lo tzorichol, it only means mitzvah achila. That's all. You're not allowed to eat it. The only time it means it's also to have no enjoyment from it is the pasuk says like lo yeyochel. It says a special lashon lo yeyochel. That means even iser hanor. But just a regular word like lo yeyochel or lo tzorichol means only iser achila. So according to Chizkiya, why the Torah have to say that eva menachai is like blood? For what reason? Even if the Torah wouldn't say it's like blood, I would know Eva Menachai is mutter b'hano, because according to Chizkiya, it's mutter b'hano lo tzorichol. Only lo yeyochel says it's also b'hano. So why does the Torah have to say a special hekesh that blood, that Eva Menachai is like blood? So the Moran says, the Chizkiya l'may hilchos to iskish Eva Menachai l'dam. Omaloch, Chizkiya answers, dam, who the iskish to Eva Menachai? The opposite the way it is. That the hilchos dam is hekesh we learn out from din Eva Menachai. What does that mean? Ma Eva Menachai. Also, Avdam Menachai also. That just like an Avery, not allowed to pull off a limb, off a behemoth, calls the man to life, they're not allowed to eat any piece of the animal when the behemoth is alive. Who adin blood that comes out of a live person or a live animal, of also tita adam. The yeze, what type of blood is called coming out of a live animal? The adam hakoza. It's called when you give a bloodletting, when you cut the animal that the blood comes out of it, that blood is also teeth. But which type of blood? Sha'anefes yosebro. Only the type of the blood that comes, that if that gushes out, he like dies. That's called the nefesh comes out, the shas, this blood is running out. So Rashi explains, Rashi, v'yezeze, klaymer, aleze dam minachai osa. Which type of blood that comes out of a live animal is osa? Mishum dam, v'yisa dam hu, mishum dam, ho dam ha-nefesh tziv. The pasuk says, dam ha-nefesh mashma, the dam that the nefesh, the soul, comes out with. Al dam ha-kozeh shel beimo, sha-nefesh yetzeboi. True, when you make a bloodletting, but the type of blood that he would die from that blood coming out. Now it says, yesh dalad min adamim. There are four different types of stages of the blood when it comes out of a given animal or cut. Kiyamina b'krisis. B'tchila shoysis. The beginning it starts just to drip a little bit. Well, it's safe in the kaleach. Then it starts to shoot out, gush out. Yachakach mashker. Then it gets blacker. The safe at the end of it, it starts flowing down, then shoysis. Again, it just drips out a little bit. Is yesh man shen ham neshomi yotzebo. The first type of the blood, that he doesn't die from that. The yesh mehem shanashama yetzbo. Yetzbo. There are some type of blood that the neshama he would die from it. Rasam tan yeza dam hekish neshama yetzbo. Which type of blood is it considered that the behemoth dies from it? Kozaman shemekaleich. Means when the blood is still gushing out. The type, the time the blood is gushing, that's the blood that the behemoth dies from. So that blood is the chi of chorus if he eat it. So in that blood we learn out that not only the behemoth is dead, then you also keep the meat, the blood, even if the pain is alive, and the blood is dripping out of him, that blood is also awesome. How do I know the blood of a chai is awesome? Because the Torah gave a hekish, dam to Abram and a chai. Just like there's an instant not to pull off a limb off the animal and eat it, but what I think when the blood comes out, even though the animal is still alive, it's also that the chief chorus, keep that dam. Dr. right. Barei Shor HaNiskel. I have another kasha now. There's a cloud of Shor HaNiskel. Let's say an ox that killed a man. So Lachar is supposed to kill the shor by a skila, stone it. The Rachmanov, the Torah says, Lo Yochal Es Beshor. The Torah says, don't eat its buster. It's also to eat the meat of a Shor HaNiskel. The Tanya, we wrote to the Brisa now, Mimash Meshinema, Sokol Yisokol HaShor. Since the Torah says, you know what you're supposed to do with this ox? You're supposed to stone it. That means throw it off the cliff and then stone it. Is any day she nevela? Or nevela through a bachila? I know memela is also to eat this animal. You're only allowed to eat an animal if you make a shchita. Helechum, you're throwing it off the cliff and stoning it. It has no shchita. So it's a nevela. Shchita is also to eat. What does the Torah have to say to Pharaoh? Lo yoichol, you're not allowed to eat this meat. Magad lechakos, the pasuk has come to teach us. Shem shochatu liyachas nigmar dinay. Let's say first they took this ox to the Bezdin, and Bezdin paskanoi, this ox killed somebody, we're mechuyif to kill him. So it's a psak din, we have to kill the shor. Now the Bailam goes first, before the Bezdin kills the shor with skila, the Bailam goes and makes a shchit on his shor. He says, shech the shor. And still I say, osir. Still I say, osati. How do I know that? That's what the pasuk says, lo yoichel. You're not allowed to eat the meat. Even if you go and make a shchitam, but since the Bezdin paskanois that this shor is mechuyis kila, you're not allowed to eat the meat. Ainli yela bachila. You only know it's osa bachila. Vahano minayim. How do I know you're not allowed to have hano from this? How do I know it's even osa to have hano? Ainli yela yisra achila vahano minayim. Tamalem, the pasuk says, O bal hashor, the owner of this ox, noki, he's clean. What does clean mean? My mashma, Shimon ben Zayim Oimer, Kodim Shem Lechaver, like somebody tells his friend, Yotza Ploni Nokim Nechosim. This person came out clean without any Nechosim. Because he's penniless. That's what Pasuk is saying. By this Shor HaNiskol, the violin is Noki is penniless. He has nothing from this Shor HaNiskol. That's how I know it's also by Noah. V'yein li behem hanoa shoklum. You can have no enjoyment at all from this Shor HaNiskol. That's what the Pasuk is saying. So we say, time with the Kosab of our Sharnoki. Why do we say a Sharnok was also to have Hanor from? Because the Pasuk says the Farish, Val HaSharnoki, that you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from it. Dimi Lo Yoichom, because it's just from the Pasuk, Lo Yoichom, you're not allowed to eat it, is Isra Achila Mashma, Isra No Lo Mashma. This is a Kashan Rabavua. Here it's Mashma, even though the Torah says Lo Yoichom, it would only mean an Isra Achila, and not an Isra Hanor. The reason why we say Sharnok was also Banor is because the Pasuk says Noki. Noki means what? That you have no hanor. Without it, the Pharisee apostle, I would say it's mutav hanor. So it's a kashan rebavua. And the Gemara know, liyoylam lo yoychal yisra achila v'yisra no mashma. Really, like rebavua says, lo yoychal taka means both. It's also to eat, and it's also to have enjoyment from it also. It taka means both. Here the apostle is really lo yoychal, the lashon of the apostle is. So Rashi says, really here it's a kash even according to Chizkiyah. But Chizkiyah also said that the Lashon Lo Yeyochel means an Isra Hano. So here by Bala Shor, the Pasuk says Lo Yeyochel, you're not allowed to eat it by Shor Nisko, and still was saying the only reason why it's Tosa Bano, because it says the Pharisee the word Noki. But if not for the word Noki, I would say it's Mutta Bano. That's a kash for both on Chizkiyah and on Nebavuah. So Gemara says, no, it's not Shver. Yerlam Lo Yeyochel Isra Achilu V'Yisra No Mashma. Here Lo Yeyochel means both. It's also to eat and also to have enjoyment from it. Of the Zoya Bala Sharnoki, what do I need the extra prospect for Bala Sharnoki that tells us you're clean from this animal, you have no enjoyment? I know it's from the word Loyokal, that there it is, La Nois Oyre, who the author. It's coming to teach us that even from the skin of the animal, the violin can have no enjoyment. He's not allowed to use the leather, the skin he can't use. The Yitzchak, and I need the second prospect to tell me this. I would think, Loyokal as Pesorik says. The Pasuk says, by this Shor HaNiskol, this animal is supposed to be stoned, the Pasuk says, Lo Yeyochel et Besoroi. Don't eat the meat of it. So I would say, Besoroi in. You know what's also even to have any enjoyment? Only the meat of the animal. But Oyre Loi. But the skin, maybe no, because the Torah only says, don't eat or have enjoyment from the meat. But the skin, we mash mitzmutam. Shemash mulon. Bal HaShor Nokhe, tell me, even the skin of the animal is also to have an offram. For the Gemara now. So therefore, Salakash, on the Bavua or Chisiyah. So the Gemara Lahanach Tanoi, the Maskele Lahai Krol Adrosh Achrino, the Gemara Bavakama, other man the Yomim Dash in this Pasuk, Bala Hashem Noki Fodr Halochis. It tells you that Potter from Chati Koyferim, who is the Mev Lodois, other Halochis from Bala Hashem Noki. The Bailam is Potter from Chati Koyferim, the Mev Lodois, he doesn't have to pay for the Blodois. By the Zoi, Hanois Oyrim in Olu, how do they know that you now have Hanoi from the skin of a Sharnisko? The Chur, the Pasuk only says, Loi Yochel Es Pesaroi. Maybe only the meat is also. How do I know even the skin is also? So the answer, the Moran says, Nafkalu, those Amoraim would learn it from, Me'es Besoroi. The Pasuk says, Lo Yeyochel Es Besoroi, an extra word Es. So Es means Es HaTofel of Besoroi. Something that's a tofel, like watching the meat. What's a tofel to the meat? The skin. So that's the Chiddush, even the skin is also Wasabano. For the Morvi Yiduch, Abizoy, if you don't want to those mandiyomim, the mandiyomim here that wants to say that we dashin Bala Sharnoki, the teacher, that even Hanois Oyre is author, why don't I learn it from the word es? Why do I need an extra word for Noki? Why don't I say from the word es? And the Gemara, Vidach Esle Dorish, they don't dash in the word es. They hold es is not extra. See the time that we have a machlokes here. Shimon Ham Suni. Viyamilo Samsei Nechem Yuham Suni. That was his name. Dorish called es in Shema Torah. Metchila, whenever he had a word in es in the Torah, it was extra. And he used to say a drush, he would say what it comes to teach us. But then, Kiva Shagia, when it came to this passage that says, V'yes Hashem ulekecha tiro tirish. Here it says, you have to have Yira, be afraid of Hashem, and it says es. So he was tirish, he said, who is Doina? How could you say you're supposed to fear Hashem and somebody else also? There's nobody like Hashem. So since here the word es can't mean anything else, can't mean to be marva, he was chayzer, he retracted all the drushes he said from the word es. Is this es here as a raya, es doesn't have to be extra. Omulo tamidus or tamidim eskin, Rebbe, kolesin shadorashto, mate aleim, all the drushes, the Torah that he said on all the esin, what do you do with them now? Omulam, he answered back, kishem shekibalt ischav aladrisha, when I said the drush, I thought that was the emesik of pshat. So when you learn Torah, if, as long as you're working to understand the pshat, you get tchar for that. So avad, I got tchar for making the drushes. Because when I was learning, that was my learning. Kach, the same way now. Ani mekabel tchar ala prisha. The same way now that now I see I was wrong. I see from the pasuk es Hashem lekecha tiro, that it says the word es, and you can't be marv anybody else. There's nobody else like Hashem. So you see the word es doesn't mean anything extra. So what then all over? I retract myself now. I don't dash in the word es. So the kashta came in the master crew like, you're wasting your time. He answered, no, I'm not wasting my time. I got tzchar then, that was limud ha-teira. And when you see you make a mistake, you attract yourself, that's also teira. So everything I did was right. That's the way he heals. So the Mar says, Ad Shabor Rabbi Kiva. Until Rabbi Kiva came, Vidoras, he dashed in the word es. It says, Es Hashem, L'Techa Tira, L'Rabba is Talmidei Chachamim. That even Talmidei Chachamim also you have to have Yira from. In the same way you're supposed to have Yira from Hashem, from a Talmidei Chachamim also you should have Yira from. So it's good. According to Rabbi Kiva, we do dash in the word es. But according to the first man, the Yama, we don't dash in the word es. According to Shimon Ham Suni, Rastachem Ham Suni, you don't dash in the word es. But according to him, it comes out good. Bala Shonaki has come to tell us that even the skin is also banor, and for the word es the sura, he doesn't dash in at all. So Mele Shora Niskla Zanakasha, according to either, according to Chiski, or according to Rabbi Huwa. But there's more another kasha though. Barei Orlo. There's an Issa of the Torah when you have a tree that gives off fruit, the first 3 years that the tree is growing, you're not allowed to eat the fruit. The first 3 years that it's growing, it's called Orlo, the fruit is Orlo, it's also tea. The Rachamon Omer Torah says, Arelim lo yochel. You're not allowed to eat Orlo the first 3 years. But Tanya, so the Brisa says, Arelim lo yochel. You're not allowed to eat Orlo the first 3 years. Emli yel isra achila. From this pasuk, lo yochel, I would just say, it's also to have achila. You're not allowed to eat it. Minayin, how do I know? Shlo yehenem imenu. You're not allowed to have any enjoyment from these fruits that grew the first 3 years. What does that mean? Shlo yitzva boy. You cannot dye your clothing. Let's say you grew some fruit that you use the skin of it or the fruit, the juice itself, for dye, you're not allowed to use that dye to dye your clothing. For lo yavik poyesaner, let's say you have an olive tree that gives off oil, you're not allowed to use that oil to burn with. How do I know that even this is also banor? Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, v'yaraltem or losoy, areilem lo yoichel. It says 3 times the word orlo. Is the rabbi says kulam. Come to tell me 3 chidushim here. That one chidush is lo yitzva boy, you can't dye your begodim. Another one is lo yavlik voy, you can't burn the shemen. And the third one is tam etzos sebanor. So Tyson asked the question, why do you need all 3 drushes for chur pshita? If you tell me orla, these terrorists the first 3 years, you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from it, so pshita, you can't beat survey, you can't die your begodim, or you can't burn it. So Tyson says no, that it's not so much enjoyment. Sevilla, what are you doing? You're just dyeing your clothing. The real enjoyment is you're wearing your clothing, the warmth of the clothing. From that, the oil is not giving you any enjoyment. It's only chazusa that it looks nice. Chazusa, just the fact it looks nice, I would think that's not called enjoyment. So I need a pasuk to tell me even that's also. And the same thing, you're not allowed to burn the oil. Why, b'churi, having hanor? The Tzitzit is also, I would think that's not called having hanor. I would think when it's burning, it's considered like first the fire is burning up the oil as if the oil is not here. And the heat that comes up, that's coming by itself, not from the oil itself. So I would think it's mutter to burn the oil to have anor from. Kamashba on a separate pasuk, even that's also banor. But our core point of the kasher is, how do we know that Orla is also Banor? Because a pasuk says three times Orla, be Aralthem or Losfayn Arelim. So you see, you need a special pasuk to say it's also Banor. So the kasher is according to Mavua. Why? According to Mavua, never the Torah says, Lo Yechal, it automatically means in Yisra Hanor. What do I need new psukim here for? The Torah says, time with the cost of Rachmanov, you're allowed to him, or lost by Arelim. For Lav Hochi, if not for these three psukim, have I mean Yisra Achim or Mashma, Yisra Hanor or Mashma. Because Mashma Kroos only us to keep, and not to have enjoyment. There's no Yisra to enjoyment. So this is the Kasha according to Mavua. According to Mavua, he holds it's the Pasuk, Lo Yechal itself means there's an Yisra Hanor involved. Tomorrow it is like this. There's no kashan abavuam. Really, lo yoichal means both. Torah says don't eat it. Don't eat it, like we said yesterday, means don't have any enjoyment from it. Now, what's the biggest type of enjoyment you have from food? That's eating. That's what the Torah says don't eat it. It's just another way to say don't have any enjoyment from it. Really, lo yoichal means don't enjoy it. Don't enjoy it. So the question is then, why do I need a perish apostate here by all the tzasa banor? Cheaper tzasa banor. The Torah says lo yoichal. But there it is, Vashani Yasim, all is different. The Echthir, the Pasuk says, Lachem. It says, by Orla, the Paris is Lachem. So I would think Lachem means it's for you, you're allowed to eat it. I would say, like the Torah is saying, specifically here, you are allowed to eat it. So Mashman, these Tzukim, no, it's also Banor. So Bezoi, the Yitzrach, the Mashman says, no, I need it. No, I need an extra, I need this Pasuk. Salkudad, the Gemini, would think, Hoyu, because of Lachem. Since the Pasuk says that these Paris, all Lachem, belong to you, Shelachem Yehei, I would say it means it's yours means. You could have enjoyment from it. It's mutatav anor from it. Kamashalon, that's why I need these three psukim of Orla to say no, it's even also banor. So the Mora now, the Ela Hashta, the Chsiv Hanachroi, Lachem Lomli. Now it's a kasha though. Once we have these three psukim to tell us that Orla is also banor, why does the Torah say, Lachem, that these fruits that grow the first 3 years is yours? What do you mean it's yours? It's not yours. It's also to have enjoyment out of it. Or it's not called yours. Why does the Torah say, Lachem? And the Gemara of a rabbi has come to tell us a new chiddush as hanatuyah of a rabbin. Even if this tree was not grown for private usage, right? So